Hello.
Hello, good morning. My name is Priscilla. I'm calling back from the Crafts Video membership. Can you speak to the person that requested a call?
You're speaking to her. My name is Joyce Landers. When I emailed Craftsy, they're saying I don't have account with I don't. And then she sent a message for me to send an alternate, which I put in my husband's name, and he's been dead since 2013. But then she says there's not one there. That's because, I don't have an email or membership with this company.
Okay, but what is the
And,
problem, Emma? How can I help you?
okay, I am trying, and all of the tuticles, or I can't say the word correctly, that I have watched for decreasing and increasing does not have a border on it, until you finish the product and then you go back and put a border on it. But this particular it's a unicorn blanket I'm making for one of my great grandchildren. I'm at the at 90 where you start decreasing. Well, according to the pattern down there below, it shows you how to decrease. But when I try to do that, you like slip stitch into one, and that's supposed to on one end, but then on the other end, you're after that one row, then you're supposed to start decreasing both ends. But if I decrease the way that it's showing about slip stitch through three crochet deals, well, then I don't have it's not where you can do it correctly, is what I'm trying to say. In any case, to make a long story short, I am trying to make this unicorn that was trimmed with purple. You can see it when you go to the unicorns. I'm at 90. I've got to start doing decrease on both ends. I want to know how you do that because I
Okay.
am getting nowhere with it.
Yeah, in this situation, ma'am, is a specific question about the pattern. So in the website, if you go to the website, there's an option that is contact us that you can send a message. So they're going to forward to the specialist and they're going to respond your the question about this blanket that you're trying to do.
So someone's going to contact me by email. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, usually it's by that or it can be by telephone if you put that is the best option. Let me see. No, you have to be. Do you have an email address?
I have an email. I've had
Okay.
it for years. It's Joyce Landers,
No, okay. So
41.
yes, if you go to the page, to the crafts.com, and you see in the bottom that says contact us. You're going to see there is a form that you can put your name, your email, and what is your question. Because this question is very specific about the blanket that you're trying to do. So that you have to forward this question to a specialist so they can respond to you.
Well, that's what I thought I was doing since it said I could email that customer service or I could call.
Okay, if you already sent to the customer service email, they're going to forward to someone that can answer your question. Because here in the telephone, we can help with your other situations about the account or the website, but this is very specific. So we have to be or with the teacher that is teaching to do this blanket, or with someone that understand about that.
Okay, all right then. So
Okay.
I've seen where it said www customer service something or another, just above where the phone number was at. So
Yeah, if you go to the bottom to the website, you're going to see contact us. You can click on that and you have a form for you to put the question.
okay, I want to try.
Okay.
All right, honey, but thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling
All
Crafts
right.
Video membership. I hope you have a good day.
All right, hon. Thank you. Bye-bye.